random question. Are there any? Do you ever have any twins or triplets being born to the tribe?
Oh, we have twins.
You do?
Uh-huh. We have. Well, on that far as we ever go, was just twins. The mm-hmm. people have twins. And as far as triple, I don't think there have been none. Mm-hmm. Because, that's another story, but the day the Seminole Indians ever have triples, they said that's the day that the war is getting close to come to the end. That's what they always told us, too. Oh. So, there was... So, I don't know. They say a lot of things. So.
What about with twins? Is that good luck or bad luck or anything?
Well, they're always scared of the twins because there's always a story of twins. Mm-hmm. You know, how bad they used to turn out. Some of the what they did. And this is a story that told handed down from, I guess, like, is that a true story about the two twins built that city of Rome?
Romulus and Remus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just believe something like that.
Uh-huh.
How they used to do. And the twins are responsible for the lightning, thunder, and...
Oh, is that one that y'all know that the twins are fighting and that's the lightning and the thunder? Or one's thunder and one's lightning?
This is a story of... This one I remember is a story of the two twins. Was what really started says two. There's a mother. You know when a man and a woman get married. In old days, they I guess it's like a honeymoon. They go by themselves, go away in the wilderness or in the woods, make them camp, and the man would hunt and the woman would make a garden and they would live out there and start. In other words, they start like another family, but they will learn how to survive their own way and how they live and all that. And I was told that the story they're telling me that this man and woman got married and went out on their own. He used to hunt every day. She stayed home, and she was pregnant with the baby. And so while her husband was out hunting, they said it was a lion. I don't know if it was a lion, if it was a person, but they used to say a lion, when they said a lion, means it was like a vampire, or a lion was something named for a person used to go around and do evil things and all that. Anyway, this lion came along and killed the mother and had cut the head off, and in the doorway he put a girl his head, and he parted hair right in the middle and make her smile. He was sitting on the doorway. Somehow he had it up where you could see it. When her husband was walk back to the camp, he came and she was just sitting there, looked like smiling at him. And he walked and he said, "What you smiling at?" You know, and she didn't say nothing. And she said, "Hey, I'm talking to you." And he pushed over and it was just the head and it fell over. Then he realized that they had come and killed her. So he knew she was pregnant. And he said he had taken the body and ate the body. And there was just, so she knew she was pregnant. So he looked around for what happened to that baby, so her inside. She found it where he left it, and the baby was inside still kicking alive. So he looked at it and he says they're still alive. What I'm gonna do, you know? And then he decided he buried one under his place. It must have been up high. He said under his place, see if it would survive. So he took one, and they were twins. When he cut it open, they said they're twins. So he took one and buried under that, so see if it survived. But the other one, since it was twins, and having twins was like a bad sign, so they said he left it. So as a year grow, I mean as the time grow, finally the baby did survive, and it was a little boy. But the other one, he don't know what happened to it, but they said he was a little boy, so he kept it and raised him, and he used to go to hunting out and come back, and he used to see his little boy been playing all around the house all the time. Then one day, finally, he come back, and then he saw two footprints had been playing around there, and in other words, something took it, took the other twin, which he left it and raised it, and that survived too. So he kept seeing two footprints. Then he asked him, "Who's been playing with you?" And he says, "Nobody. I'm here by myself." So, but every time his father go hunting, he would come, and there were two brothers be playing all the time. So one day, he says, "Well, I'm going to see if there's two of them." So he made a moccasin and put one on his little boy. So when he comes, he see one barefooted and one with moccasins on. So he got really interested. So as he grow older, he says, "I'm going to make you a bow and arrow. You use that bow and arrow." So he made it for him. He had been playing. Then he said, "Father, can you make me another one?" And he says, "What?" He says, "I just want two of them so I can play with it." So he made him another one. And both of them had looked like it's been used all the time. But he says that he, when he get tired of one, he used the other one. Mm-hmm. So finally, he know he was not telling him the truth. So one day, back then, a medicine man or those men know how to turn it into a tree or something. So he said, "I'm going to find out who's been here." But he got suspicious and said, "Maybe it's another twin that something got it and raised it." And they said it was, this is another story too about this, about a story about a woman with a pocket with a covered all hair. And they said, he thought of that and he said, "Maybe that's a woman with a lot of hair with a pocket that they can put a baby in them and it would survive." So he got to thinking about it. So one day he said, "I'm going to hunt." And he went around and he made himself into a stump, like a dead stump. And he and so his son come out and he called his brother. He came out. There were two of them. So they're just jumping around playing, and the other twins said, the ones that was not raised by him said, "You see that stump there? I don't remember seeing that." And he says, "Maybe it's been there. We just didn't pay attention to it." The other one said, but the other one said, "No, it is a stump." He says, then come to think of it, he said he never seen it either. But I guess they got suspicious. He says, he says, let's shoot that stump." Mm-hmm. And they both did with their arrows, and it was their father, and they killed it. Mm-hmm. When they shoot the arrow, it was their father, they killed it. So when they killed it, that stump turned into their father. So he said, that twin said, "Oh, we kill our father. What are we going to do? You know, people might going to say, I kill my father, you know, and all that." So they didn't know what to do. But they were kind of, they said those two twins was kind of ruthless, you know, like to be live dangerously, like, and careless. They said that's how they were. Mm-hmm. So they said, then when they shot him, it was their own father. When he died, he bent over and died. They said his butt was sticking out. So they said, "That's it. What are we going to do? Let's run away." And the other one says, "I don't know." And then he stood around there and he took an arrow and he slapped it on his father's butt, his dead father's butt. And when he did, from the air, shoot at a red horse, black horse. Ah. So he said, look what I got from father. I got a black horse. Then the other one did the same thing, and he got a white horse. So they said, let's get on the horse and run away. So run into the sky, and they got on. As they were leaving, they had a whip. You know, you can make cracks for the... Uh-huh. They said they had that. As they were going, they said that's what they did. crack that whip and make all that noise. And one day went up in the sky. They said that's where that lightning crack come from. That's the story I've been told about twins. But other than that, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But back then they were saying that having twins was kind of
bad luck.
Yeah, a sign of a bad luck or something. Like that. Uh-huh. So that's a story I've been told. And people have been told different stories. I thought it was interesting.
Is it good luck or bad luck to have a boy or a girl first?
No.
What did you want when you were pregnant?
I don't know.
Did you particularly want a boy or a girl?
No. I thought I wanted just a baby. But my husband prayed for a boy, and I got two girls for him him first. And the baby is a boy.
Uh-huh.
That's the only boy he got.
Yeah.
Then the second one, I thought I would like to have a little girl because I had a little boy. And
mm-hmm.
Little boy again. But I was young when I had my first one too, so it just, you know, back then, it was like sit down and talk to your mother about when you're about to become a woman. We didn't have that with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly everything what I learned was from my father, because I always been close to my father. And then I remember my two sisters had went to my mother and asked him about the having a child. You know, how does a woman have a child or something? They had asked her that, and my mother went to my father. They were, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13. And they had asked my mother. My mother went to my father and told my father that they must be doing something because they're asking about how does a woman have a child. And I remember my father brought both of them back.
Mm.
And from that day, my two sisters never went to my mother to ask her anything. Mm-hmm. But I never did ask her. I always asked my father because... I don't know, just so... She never tell me anything about a child or having a child, but when I was going to have a child, my father, you know, my father told me, you know, what to expect or something like mm-hmm. that. But that was it.
What about, did a medicine woman help at all? Did she tell you what to do? Or
She just told me how to take care of myself and pick some medicine for me to use and tell me the how to... you know, take care of myself and
mm-hmm.
what things I shouldn't do or mm-hmm. what I shouldn't eat. But we already started having our own clinic, so I used to go to a clinic checkup. Mm-hmm. So,
was there ever anything the medicine woman said about birth control that would be like an Indian way of birth control?
No, she never mentioned that. Only one I know was that mentioned that with my grandfather was the birth control pills, he didn't say birth control pills, but just saying that there will be a time where mankind will start controlling things like where they will create something that you won't have no babies, or then the time will come that when things happen today that they and talk about the dope and then talk about the airplanes and
your grandfather prophesied this. He said there will come a time when this
and also the time that I never know what he was talking about, but he said that I think he was talking about Cubans and Haitians. About the time that there will be the time that most of the city in the state around here will be taken over by what he's in the Indian words, what he used was like invaders. That's what he says, you know, in the Indian. And I didn't know what he meant, you know, like invaders or intruders or Mm-hmm. In other words, I emigrated, I don't know. That's what he used to say, you know. But not from this land. It'd be from the other land.
Which grandfather was this?
That my mother's.
Uh-huh.
That other one, I used to be close to him when I was a little girl, but when we left over in Ten Elmer Trail, he stayed behind. That's where they're from. Mm-hmm. So I never was really close to him again. I talked with him, but I live with my grandfather. I live with him till up to the day, you know, he died. I wasn't actually there when he died, but I just left there about a day before when he died. Because I was coming here, and my husband had been away, and I was staying with him, with my kids. And my husband went over there and got me, so we came back. He went to New York, and he got back that night before. So the next day, we left and came here and ran a place. And then the next day, then the day after, they called and said that he had passed on, had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, with him right up to the almost the time he died. So that's why he used to tell me a lot of things about.
Was he known as a person who could kind of predict the future?
Mm.
Or he just told you?
He's not the only one that told me that. Like Ingram there, he tells you a lot of things if you go to him and sit and listen to him talk. You know, if there's something you want to know, you would ask him and then he would tell you a lot of things. But he wasn't the only one that. I used to listen to some other older men. Like I said, I used to go to the camp, sat with other kids, and they would sit and talk. Because you don't have a TV or television or anything, at nighttime, they would build a fire. Like on cold nights, you sit around the fire, and they would tell you things and this and that. So he wasn't the only one that talked about those things. So,
would he have dreams that he saw with them? Or?
He said that the knowledge he got was passed on from his generation.
Oh, so this
this
one
from the past. He passed. Uh-huh. He was passing it on. That what he was telling us. I asked him, say, Grandpa, who taught you that? Then he would tell me, you know, my grandfather or my mother, or my father or my great grandfather, or things that he would tell you, then you get curious and ask him, well, how do you know that? And he would say, I guess other kids didn't say too much, but I was bad about asking him questions about who told you that, you know, and how do you know that? And then the other old men used to sit around the camp, his name was Charles Cypress. I used to talk to him. I used to play with his granddaughter, and I would go, and he used to sit there and tell us a lot of things, and his wife was old too, and she would sit beside that, and she would go, could tell him those scaring those children like that. You know, she would say that. I used to be so tickled because that's what she used to say. I said, you're scaring the children, you know. But because he gets really interested about the turnpike or interstates, you know, how the road's going to be and how this and that. He says, how you know? You know, we didn't say how you know, we just listen. And his wife would say that, and he says, you know what those roads for? And I said, what? We said, what? She said, because from over there across the water, they're going to shoot over here. When they do, they're going to be using those interstates. She said, interstates, just say great highways. And she said, this great highway is going to be up in the sky, too. That's what she used to say.
Oh, boy.
And they couldn't read or write, you know. Mm-hmm. And they so isolated, though.
So all the older people would tell stories and you know, really talk to the younger people. Do you think that's going to continue or has
no? It's already died out. You don't hardly ever see older persons that, like even my own father. He never sits down and he tells me a lot of things when I was growing up, but today he never sits down and tell my children about this and that. About the only one he talked to is my oldest son, because he raised him, you know, had me raise him. And so he would talk to him, but just seemed like I said, all the older generation is never sit down and talk to young ones, mm-hmm. children anymore, but mm-hmm. the story, because like I said, the children had a lot of activities to
sit
into and TVs and.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, what sort of changes has television brought to the tribe? Has that affected the lifestyle in it?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
And the older people.
And the younger people. Uh-huh. What ways has it affected?
Well, the older people don't do that anymore, and then children, younger ones are, half of the time they don't speak their language. And I was surprised a lot of Indian couples raise their kids and they can't even talk Indian. So I think that's what most part was that the communication with each other. That's what I think.
Do you think that the cultural program will help that?
Well, it's really young, but if it's used right and if it's going the right way, maybe there will be some effects on the younger people, because there are some young people do take interest, and sometimes I would go and listen to the class Carolyn and Virginia holds in the afternoons or here. Sometimes I'd be listening, and sometimes the ones that don't know a word of Indian would learn some word, then they'd be saying. When one try to say it, and another one say, "Oh, it's like this," you know, and they start. then sometimes they call a bird a turtle, and one would say, "That's not a turtle," so that's a bird, you know. And then they, a picture, they have to say it after the picture. They see.
Mm-hmm.
So then sometimes the little ones I hear, like 6 or 7 year olds, over in Hollywood, I hear them say, "This is." This is not how you say it. You say it like this, you know. And because they're learning something that they're not used to talking. To them, it's kind of important, and I just hope they kept it up, you know, so they could really learn. And what tickled me most of all was this man is married to non-Indian who had 3 kids, and he has 3 kids by his former wife. They're married. They got 6 kids. So his kids go to that culture, and the other 3 goes along with it too, because they're not Indian, but they're there, so they go, and they be learning right along with that. They used to take away, you know, but I don't know if they're so cute.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Frank Brown was educated with an Indian, so
that's right.
Yeah.
With my grandfather and them,
yeah.
And he can tell you most story you have ever heard. He used to live here. I used to go and visit him a lot, but after they put him in a nursing home, I didn't see him too much before he died.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best storyteller around now?
Among the Indians?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who we had one time on that telling story was, her name is Mitty Tommy. She lives in Big Cypress. She's younger than me, and but her father died recently, not lately, but you know,
mm-hmm.
some years ago, and but she had she had some great uncle that used to live in Everglades, on trail. I think that's where they were kind of educated by him, because they never went to school. And she's, her sister works at the clinic, and her name is Sally Tommy. And so that's her sister. But she's the one that tells all kind of stories, like a cartoon about the rabbits and all that.
Oh, really?
I want to take a, my sister and I are talking about taking a tape and
really?
Recording
uh-huh.
her.
We're
going to do that.
Good idea.
What, the young people who are interested, are they pretty good about going and finding the people who still know the old stories? Will they actively go out and hunt down, you know, even though they may not be relatives or directly related, mm-hmm. will they go out and look around and try and find these people to try and get stories and other information about their past from them?
I don't know. Like I said, the communication today is like the one that probably have the knowledge of it doesn't speak English, and the one that probably wanted to go out probably doesn't talk Indian, so that's... Mm. But as far as I know, when my son is here, he talks Indian. He had no problem, but he used to go and... Because he learned it through my grandfather that he used to go talk to Josie, Billy, or some older people. I know he used to do that because he would come and tell me things that, you know, he learned it from them because he used to live in Big Sur. But I think there's a very few that will communicate. And that's what our main problem is, the communication.
Uh-huh.
If they don't speak the language.
Well, like Mitty Tommy, probably she doesn't speak English.
No, it's probably a little bit.
But not much.
No.
And of course, all of her stories would be...
Would come on an Indian. Because they used to tape her. I think some... I don't know who's got it, but somebody's got her tape on that. And that's still a... we tried... This is just ourselves. I tried to get my mother or my aunt. They can sit here and tell you a lot of things and tell you stories. But when you put that microphone up there,
they
freeze. They freeze. That's another thing I found out. That they would just sit there and can't say nothing. So maybe it's better not to say I'm taking this tape, go ahead and talk, you know. But Mitty, she used to talk freely, but she doesn't in an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if we can get her an Indian, we can interpret that.
That's right. You know,
and I put it on another tape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that way they would understand.
And it would be preserved. It would be saved for future generations. The most stories that you know, are they mainly, is the main character the rabbit?
The rabbit, or the turtle, or the bear, or mostly is a rabbit, but mostly is a wolf, or the bear, or like a box turtle. The reason he's got a red eyes, and you know, have you ever seen the eyes? They're red.
Oh, really? I've never seen.
And it tells about the story how they got the red eye.
Oh, how did they?
That one is a short one, I think. They said he's, and they tell us not to eat box turtle either because he was, you know how he was on his back, like got all that print on the back. Somebody tried to kill him one time and you know mash him up, and it was raining, so they throw him out, and he was sitting in the rain, and there was a lightning. And he kept making noise. Then that lightning got him together again. There's a song in there, but I always forget. The girl over there knows one of my girls.
Oh, she does.
Yeah,
oh,
good. I'm gonna ask her that. That's for what? While he was getting back together by lightning, his top was getting back together by lightning. He said, "Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Top got together. She said that he used to go around and tell a lot of lies. No, he didn't tell a lie. They said there's a fox used to go around and tell a lot of lies. So the fox went and told this skunk man and said, that box turtle over there tells me that he's been fooling around with your wife. So the skunk man got mad and he come and mess him up with a board and on they thought he was gonna die and he throw him out there and it started raining and he's sitting out there singing that When he said that lightning goes, then he kept going back, his top kept going back, and was put together. That's why it looks funny on top. That's what they said. And also about the box turtle, they said he was a married man with a lot of kids, and he was lazy. He won't go out and find nothing to eat for his children. So they said that they had killed a bear a deer. They had killed a deer. Everybody was splitting the meat up, and he was just laying there, you know, lazy. So his wife says, "Why don't you get yourself up there and go over there and get some deer meat so we can have something to eat for the children?" So he got up. He just took his time when he got over there. Everybody had taken the meat, and there was nothing left but dried up blood. So he just picked up the dry blood and put it in his container, and he come back to his wife and put it on the table, and his wife said, "You brought something back?" She says, "On table." And his wife went over there and looked on the container, and they said, "There's nothing but dry blood." So his wife got mad and grabbed that and threw it in his face and hit his eye with it. That's why he's got a red eye. That's one of the stories they tell us. That's a kind of cartoon-like. It's somewhat serious. So it's a lot of stories, but I like to hear Mitty tell us. She's got all kinds.
Uh-huh.
I
bet.
I know. You know what is really good, though, if the tribe could record her and then just translate it for those kids who don't know the...
And like Agnes here, she has she knows a lot of stories too. That's another one I'd like to get a recording on.
Agnes?
Yeah, the one that I was telling you, she works here with the children.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't speak much English, but she does speak some.